Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We need to let the man on the inside dominate.
Yes.
The man on the outside.
Yes.
Good news, one of these days, the trumpet's going to sound.
Hallelujah.
The dead in Christ are going to rise.
Yeah.
We which are alive and remain are going to be changed.
Yeah.
And our bodies are going to be changed so that they are completely good.
Amen.
There won't be any defects.
Glory.
It'll be this body.
Someone
says, no, I don't like this body. I wanted a new body. It's going to be this body. This body, I want you to put your hand on it.
Yeah.
This body has been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
It is in a fallen, sin-affected, cursed state.
Yes.
Which is why it ages, it's subject to weakness, all kind of things. And will die. The Lord tarries his coming.
Yes.
But if this body died in the desert and nobody found it, and the molecules were blown to the four corners of the earth over 1,000 years, when the trumpet sounds, I said, when the trumpet sounds, God knows where every atom of it is. Come on, are you listening? And it will come back together. And the glory of God will flow through it. And it'll be made just like Jesus' glorious body that He has right now. You believe this or not? Am I making this up, or is this scripture? Woo! And then you will have been with Jesus all this time. You're going to come back with Him. You're going to pick up your body on the way and slip into it like a hand slips into a glove. And you're going to go, man, I never remember this body fitting this good and feeling like this. That's why, because everything's been fixed. Everything. But it's this body, this one right here, glorified. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, well, I don't like this body. You will like it when it's glorified.
Hallelujah.
And no need to be mean to it and despise it now either. It's been bought with a price.
Amen.
Jesus paid a high price.
Amen.
Didn't the Bible say you've been bought with a price?
Yes.
Glorify God in your spirit and in your body, both of which are God's. We're God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew. Why? Do we have a purpose?
Yes.
You ever hear people just try to look wise and they don't know a thing? They're going, why are we here? Dealing with the big questions and issues of life. They believe nobody knows, nobody can know. How about reading Ephesians 2:10? We have been not just born under the earth, but those that have been born again, we now have been recreated.
Yes.
In Christ Jesus, do we have a purpose?
Purpose.
That we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand.
Amen.
For us.
That's right.
What kind of works?
Good works.
Somebody say, I am predestined.
I am predestined.
For good works.
Amen.
Predestined.
Hallelujah.
For good works. Taking paths which He prepared ahead of time that we should walk in them.
Yeah.
It's not for us to decide what we want to be and what we want to do. That's already been planned.
Yeah.
It's for us to discover what God has already ordained for us to be and to do. And to do it. That we should walk in them. Living the good life,
amen,
which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. Somebody say, living the good life.
Living the good life.
Come on, say it again. Living the good life.
Living the good life.
Living the good life.
Living the good life.
Now, you will hear some of that terminology. A lot of times in our country, especially, it's equated with the so-called American dream. Yes. The American dream. Living the good life. And what do people usually mean when they're talking about living the good life? I want some response on this one. Help me out a little bit. Money, right? Stuff, things, get the house, get the cars, boats, planes, living the good life. Is that right? Grilling steaks in your Armani suit. Riding to the country club in your Rolls Royce. Living the good life. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. Is there some of that? Being able to retire early with a bunch of money and just play golf every day. Go out and fish every day. Living the good life. Is that what he's talking about? Is that the good life he's talking about? Is it? Go with me to Luke 12th chapter. Luke 12, 16. Jesus spake a parable to them, and he said, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, where's he doing his thinking? Where's he getting his counsel? He's just thinking within himself. He said, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pull down my barns and build greater, bigger barns. And then I'm going to bestow all my fruits and all my goods. Now back up to verse 18. My barns, my fruits, my goods. He's taking counsel where? In myself. And in taking counsel in himself, what did he get counsel about? Everything that I want and want to do. Verse 19. I will say to my soul, soul, you have much goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Sounds like the American dream. Or whatever country you're from. What can you do? You got everything you'll need for the next 150 years. You are set. Don't have to punch a clock from now on. Don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Back up to verse 19. What you going to do? Eat, drink, and be merry. Somebody say, eat, drink, and be merry. What are we going to do? We're going to party. We're going to play. We're going to play golf. We're going to fish. We're going to go to Disney World. 7-8 times a year. We're going to take European vacations. We're going to take Asian vacations, African vacations, Australia vacations. We're going to have 12 cars, 9 boats. That's the good life. Or is it? How many understand what most people call the good life is the me life? It's the me life. Everything is about me. What I want, what I want to do, what I don't want to do, what I need, what I think is fun, what I enjoy, what makes me feel good. But living in me land is not a fun place. I know it sounds like it is. Somebody said, I'd like to try it. I'm telling you. It's not. You'll find people, there are people who are billionaires. that are absolutely miserable. Suicidal. How could that be? They sure got the means to live the good life. Because a lot of times poor people that don't have anything, at least they can imagine that if they had it, they'd be happy. But a billionaire's got it and realizes, is this all there is? Still not fulfilled, still not complete, still not satisfied, because all the cars in the world can't fulfill you inside. They can't. And you can hug that $1 million Bugatti. You can kiss it and pet it, and it will never love you back. No, it won't. It won't. It's just a thing. And it rusts and rots like a $5,000 car. I submit to you, that's not the good life. That's not the good life he's talking about. What did he say? I'm going to say, you got it made. Verse 20, God said, you a fool. When God says you a fool, you a fool. Is that right? And if you're smart, you hit your knees and go, God, I'm a fool. I've been a fool. But I'm going to quit being a fool. Yeah. Have mercy on me. He said fool. Sound like Mr. T, don't he? Fool. Fool this night. Your soul is going to be required of you. And then all that stuff. Who's going to have it? You're not going to have it.
That's right. Come on.
Who's going to wind up with it? Verse 21. So is he that lays up treasure, what? For himself and is not rich toward God. There's rich in the world and there's rich in God. Come on, let me tell you which one you want. Come on, anybody know which one you want? Rich in the world, you can be miserable, lost, unloved.
Come on.
Huh? Empty. Even though you got everything money can buy. But when you're rich in God. I said when you're rich in God. You not only can have some stuff. You got the heart. You got the life. You got the joy. You got the peace. And you got one of the biggest things that make the good life. The ability to do good things for others. That's the good life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.